Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
A heat advisory for most of us, an extreme heat warning for central Jersey. That is the big picture. AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg, give us the details.
Yeah, we got up to about 90 yesterday, Susan, and we're headed to the mid-90s today with that hazy sunshine, and the humidity is going to be very high for most of the day. That'll send the AccuWeather real field temperatures up to near 100, so it's a day that you want to avoid strenuous activities if at all possible, especially any lengthy time outside. Now, there is a front that will come through the area this evening, and that will trim out the humidity and some of the heat. Temperatures barely getting past 90 tomorrow. We may struggle to get there on Friday, and we're certainly going to see an end to the heat wave completely on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg with the New York's weather station, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
All right, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. That is good to hear. But in what could add insult to injury before then, there's also wildfire smoke from Canada that could affect our air quality. OEM Commissioner Christina Farrell says at this point, we do not anticipate seeing that orange sky from last time.
Right now, we're not expecting to see what we saw a little over 3 years ago. But as the wind changes direction, other things come into play. If it does change at any point, we will, let people know.
Still, the hot air could make it difficult for folks with asthma and other respiratory issues to breathe. If that's you, you want to try and stay inside if you can. The push to ban carriage horses in New York City picks up some major support at City Hall.
City Council Speaker Julie Menin.
The day has come for our city to begin the transition away from horse-drawn carriages.
Says the horse ban bill, or Romaj's law, is for the safety of New Yorkers, visitors, and the animals. It's named after the teenager who died in Central Park last month.
Romaj's death was heartbreaking and infuriating, and sadly, it was preventable.
So now there's a hearing set that'll decide how the law plays out. Romanche's uncle Gaurav counting his family in.
We will not rest. Romanche's soul will not rest. We'll be right there testifying at the hearing.
The horse carriage union shop steward Christina Hansen pushing back.
They need to look people in the face and explain to them why they're hurting all these workers.
But if it passes, horse carriage tours to fully end by 2028. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So, what does Mayor Mamdani think?
We support the spirit of the bill. We are, however, critical of the insufficiencies of the worker protections.
Well, the bill calls for training programs in other fields of employment. The mayor wants an expansion of that. New numbers on the Upper East Side Legionnaires outbreak, where the cooling towers at 76 buildings now have been flagged for the Legionella bacteria. Among those buildings, the Met. The museum released a statement saying it was a trace amount, that they immediately took care of it, and that based on guidance from the city, the finding does not pose a risk to visitors or staff. City Health Commissioner Dr. Alistair Martin.
Of the 76 buildings, 57 have confirmed they've completed the required remediation. The remaining 19 are required to complete the remediation process by Thursday.
The city has so far tested 183 cooling towers across the zip codes 10128, 10028, and 10075. 63 people have gotten sick, 12 currently hospitalized. There have been, thank goodness, no fatalities. We are hearing from one of the hero cops who talked a woman down from the Brooklyn Bridge last week. Turns out he was just 1 week out of training.
The moment a woman seen scaling the Brooklyn Bridge is when ESU police officers moved in.
You okay?
NYPD's emergency service unit officer Christian Yepes was the first on scene.
I want to help you. That's why I'm up here right now.
That's his voice you hear in the police body cam footage.
My name is Chris. What's your name?
I'm trying to think about what I can do right to try to help her. That moment, I don't really care whether or not it's on a bridge or it's on the floor. I'm more so worried about how she feels.
Detective Miller was right behind him.
Keeping the conversation, keeping her engaged.
The two successfully rescued this woman, got her off the Brooklyn Bridge, and now she's getting the help that she needs. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Brooklyn Bridge Park.
The annual buffet returns this weekend to Riverside Park. No, not a feast for humans. This is when they bring back that team of goats who serve as four-legged lawnmowers. Merritt Birnbaum heads the Riverside Park Conservancy.
Goats are nature's landscapers. They can reach steep hillsides that people and machinery sometimes can't. And they also have huge appetites. So they really help us control invasive plants without herbicides.
Folks who stop by may recognize some of the goats.
Malamar is a fan favorite, and I know he'll have a lot of supporters. We also have Romeo, who was with us last year, and he was voted MVP 2 years running by a lot of fans.
15 goats will actually face off in a plant-eating contest that's overseen by the same folks who bring us the Nathan's hot dog-eating contest. So this is serious stuff. This year, some new competition.
Big Buddy. The word out is that he might be part giraffe. He is the tallest goat.
There are also going to be vendors, food and drinks for the humans, live music, arts and crafts, games, and a whole lot more. It happens this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., on the lawn north of 10 Mile Playground at West 151st in the West Side Highway. After the big graze off, the goats will spend 10 weeks helping to clear other parts of the park. Those massive AI data centers that have been the center of much debate around the country, that's not happening in New York, at least not right now. Governor Hochul has signed an executive order putting in place a statewide moratorium.
This pause will remain in place for up to 1 year while New York establishes the strongest possible framework to protect our communities, guardrails to reduce the risk to our energy grid, minimize land disruption, noise pollution, and protect our natural resources.
Moratoriums have been proposed in at least a dozen states, but have yet to happen. In a statement, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, who is running for governor, said Hochul, quote, doesn't know how to work with local governments and business leaders to get things done. Like something out of a movie, a chance encounter in the subway leads to a lasting friendship.
When 27-year-old Molly Celine met 81-year-old Maria on the train, she had no idea the conversation would change both their lives.
I felt just like a very weird connection to her.
Maria shared she'd never made it back to Puerto Rico in more than 50 years because she was afraid to fly.
So I had said to her, if you ever want to go somewhere, I'll fly with you.
They flew out July 5th, spent a week together at the Hilton, reunited Maria with her family, and returned home on July 12th with memories they'll never forget.
We had one of the Delta people actually escort us and take us through the private security and take us to the Delta One lounge. Experiences that I certainly have never had in my life. And, you know, Maria hasn't either.
And now Maria has a GoFundMe so she can take more trips and have more adventures. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds, or 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.